Welcome to the Faith Film Fan Podcast, your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest info on faith films. And today we are talking about a film called 47 Days with Jesus. And we have the actress from that film, who's the mom, Catherine Lidstone. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We're doing this.
It's happening.
It's happening. We're at NRB, where there's 8,000 people here, whatever.
Are there really?
No, it's like 4,000.
I was like, what? I didn't know. But it does feel like that. It's a whole city out here.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump was here last night.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
Amazing. Amazing. Did you get to shake hands with Donald Trump?
Oh, no. I didn't know that was an option.
There's possibilities there.
I see.
Okay, so we're talking about 47 Days with Jesus. It's going to be in theaters March 11th, 12th, and 14th. And so, Catherine, talk to me a little bit about the movie. Tell me a little bit about 47 Days with Jesus. I saw the trailer. It's got music. It's got all... Tell me a little bit about it.
Yes, it's a beautiful film, and it's so cool that it has music. I love the fact that we made, basically, I like to call it the Jesus musical. And my character is part of the Outer Story, which is a family that's going through a very difficult time. Her husband and her are struggling in their marriage. The kids are feeling the effects of that. And they have this big holiday planned with the in-laws. And they're going to go spend some time with them for Easter. So that becomes sort of the key to them healing, because they have this beautiful tradition that goes from the grandfather to the father, which is my husband, to the children. And he's very reluctant. My husband's very occupied with other things. He doesn't have time to be reading stories to the kids. But through that beautiful sharing of the gospel, that family tradition, I feel like each person's heart gets really ministered to, and you get to witness their journey of looking inward, being introspective and healing, and the beautiful ending that you'll get to witness.
So it's the last 47 days of Jesus's life.
And it
follows the end of it, you know, the last 47 days.
Of him on earth, that's right.
Of him on earth. And also there's music involved.
Yes.
And something for the whole family. So
absolutely.
So you're playing the mom in this.
Yeah.
So how did you come about finding the film?
Well, my agent sent me an audition as usual. And I just remember I was traveling at the time. So we just kind of banged it out. And then I went off and followed through with my itinerary. And then we got a call that they wanted to book me. And I had to fly back a week early for the table read. So that was a wild ride. But it just came as a regular audition, and I just remember reading the script and the breakdown and wondering, how can I make her unique? How can I make her distinctive? And one of the things I loved when I read the full script was she approaches the healing of her family with a very humble heart. And it's really, her intentions are quite earnest, and she's just trying to heal her family and make things better for her children. And so she does it in a respectful manner, but she's trying to set certain boundaries and help her husband see the truth of what's really happening and the fracturing that's happening because of his priorities.
So as an actress, you get these roles and you start thinking about it. Talk to me about your process, like getting a role and as an actress, and then you're talking about this character and you're wanting to embrace her and kind of live in her and flesh her out a little bit, you know, so
yes,
that she's a real person.
So
talk about your process of how you do that.
Oh boy. Well, I always just try to think of what is important to these people, what is important to her, what is on her mind, and what's the big motivator, right? And then I think specifically with this role, you know, we see in the Bible, there's all these passages that are like, it would be better for you to have a leak in your roof during a rainstorm than to live under a roof with a nagging wife. So I really didn't want her to come off as a nag or someone who is extremely abrasive or annoying. I just wanted her heart to be able to shine, and also to let that love and faith ring through to the husband so that he would see the truth of what's going on and how he could better the situation. So, that was a delicate balance of, having your intentions set, but also being loving and respectful and kind in the way you portray those intentions.
So when did you decide you wanted to become an actress? Talk to me about your journey of acting.
Well, I decided when I was in middle school and I heard of jazz choir and I heard of community theater. And so for me, those concepts sounded very fascinating. And I was like, what is that? Let's try that. And I had to learn the standard songbooks at the time. You know, I was learning from Sound of Music or Cinderella songs. And I auditioned and got into a production in Manchester, New Hampshire, where I was growing up. And I got to play a jitterbug, and I was part of the vocal underscore, which was this orchestra pit team of six singers that did the choral work for the whole production. And we were right there with the conductor and all the instrumentalists, and it was just a wild ride. I actually started in music when I was five, so getting to witness that part of the production was so cool. And I remember just being shocked because I was the youngest person in the pit by like 15 years. Everybody was an adult, trained singer, and I was just learning and blossoming as a kid. And it was a wonderful ride. But my mom tells me a story of when I was three that I pointed at the TV and I said, I'm going to be in there one day. I have no recollection of this, but I just have to trust her on it.
So you sing as well?
I do. I'm a singer.
Do you sing in the film as well?
Not this film, tragically. They cast me in The Outer Story, which none of us sing. But it's so wild because so many of us are musically talented. Yoshi, Barigas, Lily, and myself are all... I wonder if Tori is also. I can't remember. But all of us would have these musical breakouts in the middle of takes while the crew was setting up the next shot, where Yoshi would grab the cajon and Lily would sing and I would sing, and we would just sing like standard pop hits we all knew from the 70s. And it was great. It was super fun.
So Yoshi, who plays Philip in The Chosen, and you, are you also in The Chosen? Are you...
Yes, I'm in The Chosen. I started in season three, and Yoshi was still there at the time, but we never had any scenes together. So it was really fun finding out on set for this film that we both were on The Chosen. And he was like, wait, you were on The Chosen too? And I was like, yeah. So that was a fun little moment we had in the hair and makeup chair. But yes, I started in season three, and my character is in theaters right now for the theatrical release of episodes 4 through 8. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Talk about that. What was that like being in The Chosen?
Oh my gosh. It was just a dream come true. Like, I remember meeting a friend of mine by accident. We happened upon each other on a hike in LA, and he was telling me about this new low-budget project he was working out of Texas for, and it was a story about the life of Jesus. And I was like, what? That sounds amazing. I'd love to be a part of that. And then he was like, well, what are you up to? And I was working on a beautiful show on Fox with Kelsey Grammer at the time. And I was like, well, this is, you know, my career right now. And he was like, I want your show. I was like, I want your show. And so we both had this fun moment. But I think it's just been so beautiful to watch it blossom. And I auditioned for second season. That's the first time my team was able to get me in for it. And then we booked in third season. And so I just remember the first day on set, it was such a warm, welcoming environment. And it was also very hot because it was Texas in the summertime. And so we survived that day with a lot of electrolytes. And we shot this really beautiful temple scene with Jonathan Rumi doing a massive monologue with a lot of biblical text and, you know, Old Testament jargon that he had to just memorize pages of. And it was a very impactful scene for the whole series, I think. So that was a really beautiful introduction. And then season four, it was just another joyous summer hot, you know, shooting in Utah where you're trying to survive the heat with ice bags on your forehead. But we had a beautiful time, and it was just a great bonding experience with the whole cast and also with our mini cast, which is the story of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. And so we get to, you know, we got to really visit more known scenes about their storyline this season, which was really exciting. And last season was more of an introduction for all of us. So,
well, this is the first time we met. Yeah. You know, I don't know you, but, you know, are you a Christ follower?
I am. Yeah. I've been, serving in my local churches for many years, and, it's been a life changer. Reading the whole Bible was something I did a few years ago, right when I encountered my friend who was doing this show, and that really changed my perspective on pretty much everything. Hmm. Yeah, it just opened my eyes that any question, any problem you have in life, any issue you're running up against, everything has been written. It's all, anything you're going through or you will go through or you have gone through is all in the Bible.
Hmm.
So it was very encouraging to me.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you ever thought to yourself, it would be great if there was one location I could go to learn about what new Christian movies are coming out, where I could see them, and interesting stories and news about the latest films and stuff like that? Well, guess what? There's a place, and it's called, wait for it, faithfilmfan.com. If you like Christian movies and you want us to make more of them, you got to go buy a ticket because they're not cheap. So plan a movie night out at faithfilmfan.com. You can also find this podcast on there as well. Thanks for supporting films that are worth watching at faithfilmfan.com. So talk about, you know, having, you know, this faith in Christ, mm-hmm. and you're doing these films that are honoring, glorifying the Lord. Talk about, you know, what that's like, you know, using the giftings and talents that God is giving you for His glory, you know, as opposed to just this, here's a job. I'm acting as a, you know, a spoiled teenager or whatever in this scene, you know.
Well, funny you should mention that. My first faith-based project, I played a spoiled teen who was a pastor's kid, and she was miserable because he was so obsessed with the ministry. That film was called Christmas on Salvation Street. And I had really, you know, I was fortunate that I grew up in the faith in the sense that my grandma had trained me up in, you know, John 3:16 at a very young age. I was running around her living room memorizing that for her and reciting it back to her. So I was very blessed in that way. And then my mom, you know, tried to keep it up and just keep us coming to church on Sundays. But I think, you know, you sort of have two baptisms. You know, one is probably when you're a baby and your parents want to christen you to the faith. And then one is when you come to it as an adult, consciously realizing this is the way, the truth, and the life for you. Mm-hmm. So I am very grateful that I had that revelation. And certainly my career has been very secular. I've done a lot of jobs that were just regular jobs. And I had this talent and I had these skills. And at that time, I hadn't realized, you know, who gave them to me and for what purpose. But I was fortunate that I always had a very strong moral code. And so I've said no to many, many projects. I've been fired on national television. I've had many exciting moments of this journey, realizing that I wanted to tell different stories.
Yeah.
And so this is just I feel like The Chosen is just a sign of God's faithfulness. I feel like this movie is just a joy for me to be a part of because... Mm. I want people to be inspired and encouraged, and I think this is just a beautiful way for them to experience the gospel.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Talk about, for someone listening who might be, you know, an aspiring actress or actor, and there's so much self-promotion that has to happen. There's so much self about mm-hmm. it. And you're on the screen, and you get all this affirmation, and people, oh, you're an actress, right? You get all that. But yet... there's then the dichotomy of I'm doing this to honor God mm-hmm. and not myself. I'm wanting to promote Him and not me. Can we talk about, for someone new, you know, coming in, what, you know, what some of the things that you've learned, you know, how can you help that person right now with giving them some advice on what this is and what it's not?
Absolutely. I think as I've grown in this industry, I've realized that some of the greatest giftings are people of faith. And you know, in the secular Hollywood world, they don't really come out with that very openly sometimes, but it's part of their private life. And we have that verse that says, you know, go to your private closet and the Lord sees when you're doing that and when you're praying to Him. So I would just encourage a very strong prayer life from the start. And what helped me throughout my journey was just having community in my faith world, which was my church and serving and in different capacities. I've been a worship leader. I've been a deacon. I've done prayer team. I've done, you know, there's a million things that you can do that your church will be so blessed by that also will put you in a beautiful community with other believers who are there to be the iron that sharpens iron. And that's what we really need is I remember when some of these decisions came to me that were really amazing opportunities by anyone's standards. And I brought them to 7 Christian friends of mine and 7 secular Hollywood friends of mine who were colleagues in the industry. And all of them, you know, some of them worked in the industry, some of them were very high up in the industry, and some of them had left the industry, right? There's just a mix of all things. Some had never been in the industry. And I took everyone's advice, sought counsel through those moments. I think that's really important, is having a community where you can seek your counsel. And they advised me to basically just do what my heart was leading me to do. And so I took that in prayer to the Lord, and I found my answer. And it's not going to be an easy journey. It will never be an easy journey if you're a person of faith in Hollywood. But I think if you stay true to what has been written and what has been written on your heart, I think you will really blossom and flourish.
Do you live in California?
I do.
And live in L.A.?
I am in L.A., yes.
Okay. Yeah, I was down in Woodland Hills.
Oh, very nice.
Area. Yeah,
yeah.
I was there. We got out.
Yes, a lot of people left in the last few years.
Nashville is like loaded with people from California.
Yes. A lot of my friends moved out here.
Oh,
actually.
It's crazy. Yeah. My house is 3 times worth what I paid for it.
Right?
So,
that's
insane.
That's kind of nice. Yeah.
It's kind of nice unless I want to move somewhere else. You know?
I know.
I mean, I got to go.
Then
you
it's
know?
Harder. Yeah.
So So you're in a job mm-hmm. where you get a lot of praise. You get yes. a lot of praise of men.
Yes.
And the praise of men is enticing, and it can be addictive.
Mm.
It can be a motivator to drive why I do what I do. When you get started, you're wanting to honor God. You want, you know, and then all of a sudden this praise comes, and oh, maybe they'll like this, maybe they'll like that. So can you talk about your own journey with praise and knowing that, well, the glory is supposed to go to God, not to me.
Right.
And it's, you're in a business where you're getting a lot. You're getting a lot of yes. affirmation. You get a lot of praise. So how do you handle that? How do you personally deal with that?
Well, I, oh gosh, I have so many thoughts right now. But when people compliment me, I used to be very awkward about compliments. And then I met a wonderful mentor of mine early in my career who was just like, just say thank you. And I was like, yeah, that's good advice. I did that for a while. And now I catch myself every time someone compliments me, I somehow find a way to, and it's, I don't even think it's conscious anymore. I think it's just, I'm truly grateful to God. I'm truly grateful to all the gifts he's given me. And I understand that people are fickle, but God is constant. Mm-hmm. So you may get praised today, you may get condemned tomorrow, but the one thing that's always going to be true is the Lord and his word and how much he loves you. He just loves you. He loves you so much. And like, he builds things for you. He provides for you. I don't have to promote myself because God always opens doors for me. So it's not my job, and it brings me no satisfaction to toot my own horn, as they say, or bring attention to myself. I just trust that if I'm staying loyal to him, he will be loyal to me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And provide those opportunities.
Deflecting that praise. You know,
yeah.
If people, you know, give me affirmation, I'll say, praise the Lord.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I go
yes,
right
yeah.
there because, you know, it can't be my food because it'll make me sick.
Yes.
Praise will make you sick.
I know.
If it's what you feed on, mm-hmm. it'll make you sick.
Yeah.
Because praise belongs to God.
Right.
Know? It's all his. Glory is all his.
Yeah.
And anytime I try to get it or take it, or want it,
mm-hmm.
it makes me sick. So it's very
wow.
unhealthy.
Yes.
And so it is a tight walk as you walk mm-hmm. through, as you continue to grow in your career, you know, being aware that the praise of men
yes.
is enticing and it's addictive.
It sure is. It sure is.
Know?
But I think that is a beautiful way to look at it.
And so it's all glory is his. And mm-hmm. so that's awesome. So as you do that, so what are your hopes for 47 Days with Jesus? What would you like to see? Yeah, it's going to be, just to remind people again, it's in theaters March 11th, 12th, and 14th. That's a Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday night. It's a Fathom event.
Yes.
What are your hopes for the film?
I hope that people feel comfortable just bringing their friends, family, church groups, work coworkers, whoever it is. I think it's a beautiful Easter film, and the music is just accessible to anybody. The outer story is accessible to anybody. So I'd say I just hope that a lot of people get to see it and that they are touched by it. And I think the through line of this film is really forgiveness. And I think we all could benefit from a little bit of forgiveness.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. None are perfect. No, not one. And especially not me. So
so you can get information on the film by going to 47daysfilm.com. And that's spelled out. 47 is spelled out. It's not
yes.
the, it's not the numbers. It's
that's
it's spelled
right.
out. 40, F-O-R-T-Y, 7 days, film.com. March 11th, 12th, and 14th. In theater, a theater near you, you can find out by going to that that website. So, Catherine, anything you want to leave us with? Any thoughts you want to leave us with of what God has taught you through all this?
Oh my goodness! Oh boy, I feel like God has a million lessons for me. I'm always learning. I'm like blanking on wisdom to share with you. I thought it was going to be like a happy Easter. Thanks for listening. But that, you asked a really deep question. That's good.
Who, me? Deep questions?
Yes.
Never.
I would just say really just developing a personal relationship with Jesus Christ has saved me in so many ways I can't even describe. And I was fortunate enough to attend a church where their motto is follow Jesus every day and everywhere with everyone. So I will leave you with other people's wisdom that has helped me tremendously.
Fantastic. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today. What a blessing. It was great. You're very articulate. It was awesome. You're such
thank
an
you.
Easy interview.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because you're so articulate. It was just great.
Oh,
you did a great job.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
You. All right.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to subscribe to the show
and like us. Hey, would you tell a friend about the show? That would really help us out. You can find out more by going to faithfilmfan.com. That's faithfilmfan.com. I'm your host, Rick Altizer. We'll be back soon for another episode of the Faith Film Fan Podcast.